Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is 24 past. It is a Tuesday. It is time now to bring our friend Dwayne Bussey from Bolt Marketing. And, well, we're still waiting for the sunshine, but Dwayne, looks like one more day. Please tell me there's still a track meet so we can actually have one day where it's 70.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Two more track meets, I think, is it for my son. And those are Wednesday and Thursday, so tomorrow. So, yeah, it looks a little bit better, at least. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed. I kind of enjoyed talking to you in 90 mile an hour wind and the speaker blaring. And I'm sure the listeners got a whole lot out of that.
Yeah. You and I did. So that's all that matters, right? Let's talk about markets here. Yesterday was a great day. I wish we could have more of those, but we can't get $17 billion deals all the time between the U.S. and China that we haven't seen. And we don't know what they're buying. But today, obviously, was a predictable settle a little bit back or profit taking. What did you think of today?
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. You know, yeah, Monday was great. Friday was horrible. Monday's great. Yeah, so the volatility continues. It's kind of an exhausting job in here lately. But yeah, today was just that. To go up and take out last week's highs, I think we're going to need a little bit of confirmation from China. And they're smart. They probably aren't going to confirm anything, even if they did agree to what everything the White House administration said they did. The first step would be to lower the tariffs. You know, if they drop their tariffs of 10% on our beans, that to me is a good step. How much they buy, I still think, depends on economics. And it doesn't really suggest a ton of buying here moving forward. So I wouldn't say I've changed and gotten that much more bullish for soybeans, but I do like it that they're talking about other ag products. So yeah. To me, yesterday's news was really not a game changer for soybeans, but it was really good for corn and wheat.
Yeah, it could be huge, I think, for wheat. I didn't really put it into perspective until I was talking to a grower about wheat, and I don't know if I talked to you about this, but we're talking about, you know, obviously people pulling back from growing wheat because of the price, and he said, well, I'm going to grow it, but he said it's part of my rotation. I just don't want to change, but he said, I swear, he said, I got to get it to like $8, $9 before I start making money. Well, we're not close to $8, $9, but he said he'll take the loss because of what it does for his ground. But is that right? Do we need to get back to $8, $9 before people are going to start making money on wheat? Or
I'm afraid that grower isn't that far off. The marketing plans we've dealt with for our wheat guys are maybe not quite that high, but upper sevens they do need. Now, then it depends on the yield, and I think they'll all admit they've been getting better yields lately, but they all tell me the same thing. It's because of the rotation and what it does for their corn and soybean yield. So I just market it the best I can. But, yeah, I don't think he's that far off. You know, we've rallied a lot. It's hard to think we've rallied this much and they're not making money, but it would take a really big yield to make money at these prices.
But is that in part because of maybe like the high input costs? Would that be maybe part of the
100%.
Reason?
100%. Yeah. No, okay. That's linked with it, too. Fertilizer is pretty much the same in wheat as it is in corn. It takes a lot. And all with all the fungicide treatments we do now to get that big yield. And they're all usually worth it, but it really does add up.
Well, for the most part, soybeans maybe leading the pack with it being over 12. Are we in a decent place, a happy place, or do we need to get higher?
I think it's going to be hard to get higher. It will take some additional news. Like I said, our administration saying that China's going to buy, I was kind of surprised we were actually as high as we were on Monday because I'm kind of like, well, we've heard this song and dance before, but the algos like to trade headlines, and they sure like that headline. I think it's going to be hard to go up and take out the recent highs, that 12, 14 area. I hope we do. If we do, though, I'm not changing my marketing plans. I will sell at 12, 15. That's one of our scale-up targets, and continue to sell. And if China does buy as much as they want, we might push 13. That's great. I'll be sold out before we get there.
Give me a minute on cattle today. We had a reversal of fortune there. I don't know if we were down just because the grains were so far up yesterday, but a little rebound action today, especially for feeder cattle.
Yeah, it was. Nice to see in feeders, really a pretty big range because we opened lower near the lows of the day, closed on the highs of the day. So really nice range, very good close for feeders. It's kind of do or die time, though, for me. Cash cattle have gone screaming to record highs. The futures market has just kind of gone stagnant. In fact, we're, you know, a couple dollars off the highs. So if we're going to keep this bull run going, we got to go take out those highs soon. And when I look at feeders, we're like $17 off the highs. I myself kind of think the highs are in on the futures market. I think people are getting nervous about how expensive fuel is and energy costs, and I think that's going to put a cramp on everyone's food budget this summer.
For anybody that is looking for marketing help, sir, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call directly 605-448-2365, or they can check us out online at bullmarketingllc.com.
Okay, when are you going to be out back in the tractor? Soon, or have you finished? You haven't finished yet.
I'm thinking Thursday. I might miss that track meet, watch it online or something.
Okay. Do you have a lot left, or are you getting into the final stages?
No, we're about half done. I mean, it was so cold here. We got a late start, but we had a really good week last week, a big push, and then had my daughter graduate high school, so that was kind of a big push, too. So okay. we had a busy weekend.
Hey, you know, last year for your daughter, right? So you got to check it out. Not that she's leaving
town.
That's right.
Check it off the list. Yeah, that was good fun.
All right, very good. Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Marketing, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We'll check in with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you.